Tonight, it is my privilege to stand with you. One, grieving for the victims of Tuesday's catastrophe. Grieving for the victims of Tuesday's catastrophe and summoning compassion for each family and each loved one so suddenly bereaved. Two, mourning for the murder of those thousands of women and men and that one baby. Three, reaching towards the survivor citizens of New York City and wishing them recovery of community and clean air. Four, praying that we will pursue and honor all roads leading to peace with utmost speed. Five, hoping that we Americans will begin to learn finally and with humility now the horrific meaning of the Allied firebombing of Dresden, the USA bombing of Hiroshima, the Israeli bombing of Beirut, the USA bombing of Baghdad, the USA bombing of Belgrade, and the continuous illegal Israeli military assaults upon the Palestinian peoples. Six, trusting that all good people everywhere will abhor and resist the further violence of demonization and racial hatred of every kind. Seven, assuming that we, the American people, will never again allow an illegitimate or a legitimate president to boycott any world conference on racism for any reason whatsoever. Eight, determined to condemn and intervene against anti-Arab and anti-Muslim attitudes, actions, and policies. Nine, resolving to work harder than I have ever worked for the sake of justice, which is the only true path to peace. 10, believing that violence leads only to violence. Thank you.